Shellfish enthusiast and waterman will have to wait a bit longer to get their releases because officials with Denerik said the person drawn first in the lottery wasn't there. So the order people will select leases was set, and the 58 watermen who applied will be contacted by phone over the next couple of weeks to choose their acres. Beyond the selection snafu, many, like Tim Sage from Lincoln, still have concerns about the program, like how productive some of the acres closer to lands will be in growing shellfish.
Some of them are very shallow, so I don't know how that would fare for wintertime. If you have a real low tide, you have exposed shellfish that could possibly freeze.
Each applicant can lease 10 total acres, 5 combined in Rehoboth and Indian River Bays for oysters, and 5 in Little Assawoman Bay for hard clams only. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.